Alrighty, here you go for your Mahalo Monday, Talk Story Tuesday, and Wipeout Wednesday Surf Report, all brought to you by Ron John Surf Shop, one of a kind, Cocoa Beach, Florida. Thanks to Ron John's for sponsoring the report. Also, don't forget about QuiverGrip.com. We'll be talking about these guys later in the report. Killer way to store your surfboards. Alright, surf's been pretty darn good the last couple days. Now the winds are on it today on Monday, and it looks like Tuesday also the winds are going to be on at 10 to 15 out of the east, southeast to southeast by Tuesday. Be ready tomorrow afternoon on Tuesday for the wind possibly to go out of the south and shift into the southwest, but it looks like Wednesday is the day that everything's going to come together with a southwest wind and a north swell still lingering around out there, hanging out in the waist plus zone with some bigger sets if you wait. Got about a 12-second period at least. So it's going to be hanging around through Thursday. Winds are going to pick up pretty strong out of the west Wednesday and then more on Thursday. So Thursday morning will be the leftovers more than likely if there's any leftover. We will be back for the Wipeout Wednesday to see what's going on, if Swami's correct with these forecasts. He's been pretty right on about it. Called good waves for the weekend, and got lucky yesterday. The winds are pretty calm during the morning time, even though they were onshore a little bit. They weren't too strong. Actually, they were offshore a little bit, but they did come on pretty strong in the afternoon and did kind of get blown out. Now, today we have kind of blown out conditions, but if you want to get wet, there's something to get wet on. Definitely some swell coming in if you wait long periods. So it can be flat in between with the little wind chop we got on it, and then there'll be ground swell coming in, and it should hold out for Wednesday for when the winds go offshore. Now, it looks like we're going to have offshore winds for quite a while there, maybe 2 or 3 days at least. So it looks like it's pretty quiet coming up after Thursday. So if you want to go surfing, tomorrow, today, and tomorrow and Wednesday are probably going to be your best days, and maybe some leftovers Thursday morning before it gets blown out, because the winds are supposed to pick up to about 15 to 20 plus on Thursday during the day. All right, you guys take it easy. Try to follow those guidelines the best you can here. Let's stay safe till we get through this crisis of this virus pandemic nonsense it is. So anyway, that's what's going on. You guys take it easy. Be back for the Wipeout Wednesday. Guys, here's our killer commercial by Quiver Grip. Check these guys out and let them know you heard it or saw it on The Guru. Take it easy. Surf Guru. Hi everybody, yeah, it's me Buddha from Surf Guru. Just wanted to tell you about a great way to store your surfboards from QuiverGrip.com. QuiverGrip, a cure-all product for surfboard storage. It's the only surfboard storage solution you'll need. QuiverGrip installs just about anywhere. It's simple, safe, and secure location for your surfboards. Check them out at QuiverGrip.com.